Nadine always understood who was good at what and made appropriate decisions. And for example, he put my brother in charge of the estate. He put my niece in charge of the healthcare, power of attorney, and various other responsibilities. But she gave me the really important task, which was to select the hymns for this event. And my feeling about it was that I really wanted to get hymns that she loved, that I know that she loved to sing, and that also expressed her aspirations. My daughter recently shared with me a book that she had received somehow, I forget how, Tori, where in it was the original poem from which the hymn we just sang came. And it's called The Present Crisis by James Russell Lowell. And there are many, many more verses than appear in this hymn, which I'm, you know, I don't need to, but I would recommend the poem to you. It's written in 1845. The present crisis was the crisis of slavery in America. And James Russell Lowell was the, he was the editor of the Atlantic Monthly. And he wrote this poem really in order to say, look, you know, slavery is just, you know, the slavery verses are not here. I mean, there's something about attempting the future's portal with the past's blood-rusted key and stuff like that. It's regarded as one of the most powerful expressions of rage that has been written in the English language, which is why it wound up in Tori's book, and that was why I was so grateful to find that. Anyway, what I really wanted to say was, I think that this says something about Nadine. You know, I recently watched a biography of Eleanor Roosevelt. And Eleanor Roosevelt and Nadine were very similar people. The difference was that although they were both dyed-in-the-wool liberals of, you know, massive proportions, Eleanor Roosevelt had resources and access. Nadine did not. But that didn't stop her. She went ahead and did what needed to be done at the scale that she could afford to do it. And one of the things she did was to go down to Mississippi and do voter registration back when it wasn't so easy to do that. And so I thought, you know, it's about slavery and you get the point. That's what I wanted to say. The last hymn we're going to sing when we close is about, it's actually used in Presbyterian ordinations. And it looks forward to a life of service that when a Presbyterian minister is being ordained, they will provide, you know, this service, and then at the end of their lives, they will come home and people will say, well done, well done. You know, I can't help thinking that this occasion is one where, you know, Nadine is kind of ordaining us. She's saying, you know, okay, this is what I did. You go do what you need to do. And at the end, I hope that at the end of this hymn, the words, well done, will apply to all of us. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.